Happy Good Friday. You know, it seems odd, right? My brother, he lives in India, and Good Friday is a public holiday in India and a bank holiday, and some of his Hindu friends wish him Happy Good Friday. For them, they're thinking about Good Friday, but it really is a feast day for us. And so every now and then, my brother complains about it, that his friends wish him Happy Good Friday, and how odd it is, and these guys don't understand that Jesus died on the cross on that day. But if you really think about it, it is a day of our salvation, right? It is a day that Jesus dies for our sins so that we can be saved. So it should be, in a way, as a day to rejoice. There's always this bittersweet part of Good Friday. Saint Anthony of Padua. Favorite saint, everybody has a favorite saint, Saint Anthony. And he said, Christ, who is your life, hangs before you so that you can gaze upon the cross as if in a mirror. If you look upon him, you will be able to see the greatness of your dignity and worth. If you look upon the cross, you will be able to see the greatness of your dignity and worth. Nowhere else can we better recognize our own value than by looking into the mirror of the cross. And a God who loves you so much reminds us from the cross that you are worth everything. You are worth dying for. Now that's what it means for you and me. So if anyone who struggles with slavery of sin or vice, the cross is a place where we find freedom. If anyone doubts God's love or is tempted to question whether life is worth living, gaze with faith upon the crucified Lord. Let Jesus the Lord and let Jesus be the Lord and the King of your heart. Give him permission to be in charge when you are afraid. Be your protector when you are battling temptation. The good thief to whom Jesus says, as he's dying on the cross, Jesus promises him paradise, is a living demonstration of what cross means, right? No one should give up hope. No one should say, my sin is too great to be forgiven. You know, so when we hear somebody say, Happy Good Friday, then we should know it is indeed a reason for us to rejoice. Because Jesus saves us, and you are worth everything. You are worth to die for. A great reminder for us. One of the things that is unique about Good Friday service is pretty soon we are going to have this long petitions. There are 10 petitions. And we may say, why these long petitions, right? You know, and we pray for everyone. You'll see when it's announced, you know, we are praying for the Jews, people who don't believe, to atheists, we pray for everyone. And the reason we pray is because this is the hour of mercy, right? This is the hour to intercede and pray to the Father. So if you've been praying for the whole year for a particular intention or for a particular prayer or a person, this is the time for us to pray. Today is the day to intercede to God the Father. So we should approach our Lord Jesus Christ. We should approach the throne of grace. As we come today, there's something we are going to do, something special. We are going to come forward to adore the cross this evening. So as you come forward, leave all your worries, your cares, your anxieties, your sins, your vices at the foot of the cross, and let Jesus save you.